Crimeline boss Yusuf Abramji has written a heartfelt open letter to President Jacob Zuma asking him whether he will stand for the people of this country. He wrote a letter which speaks of the desperation of countless citizens who have fallen victim to crime, himself being one of them. He writes of the many men, women and children who lost their lives or had their lives destroyed by crime, and of the war on the men and women in the police service who are killed like dogs on the streets. We welcome Yusuf Abramji on the airwaves of Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam, Mufti Saab. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Really a heart-rending letter. What led you to the decision to write this open letter, Yusuf?
Well, it took me a number of days to think about what we really need. I think South Africans have become too used to tolerating the high levels of crime. We become helpless, and I thought that if one person can change the situation, it is the leader of our country, and that is President Jacob Zuma. So as you would see in Mufti Saab in the letter, I'm not having a go at his leadership. All I'm saying to him is that we have a serious crisis. Crime is a problem. Everyone is affected. We are living in fear. You've got bodyguards. You drive in the luxury of the Blue Light Brigade. And yet South Africans have to face the onslaught of crime day in and day out. And enough is enough. And I appeal to the president in a letter to say, you're appointing people because of their political connections to key positions. No wonder we are in a mess. The police service is in a mess. And look at the fact that so many policemen are being killed. I attended the memorial service at the Union Building just 2 weekends ago, where the president said that attack on a policeman is an attack on the state. And yet nothing is being done. Talk is cheap. And also the fact that some 47 South Africans are murdered, Mufti Saab, on average every day, and yet we keep quiet. I also then refer to the 5 internationally renowned leadership principles, where I say model the way, inspire a shared vision, challenge the process, enable others to act, encourage the heart. And I then end of the letter by telling the president very clearly that I hope, and I quote, I hope that I have been able to adequately convey my concern over the problem we have with crime in this country. The police must strengthen the partnership with ordinary citizens, civil society, business and anti-crime activists, and now is the time. I know that tackling crime means tackling many other problems our country faces. I am forever hopeful that we can overcome these challenges, but your leadership is critical to achieving this. I'm still a proud South African citizen, and will do everything or anything in my power to make a difference. I only ask that you, the first citizen, does the same. Mr. President, will you stand up for us, unquote. And I think the idea with this letter is not only to mobilize support from the public, to give them an opportunity to add their names to this particular letter, but really for government to start acting instead of just sitting back and sweeping the crime problem under the carpet.
Now, reading the letter, one gets the feeling of the desperation about the situation. Do you believe government and our law enforcement officials have lost the war on crime?
Well, I think we've lost the war to a large extent. When 47 people get killed on average every day, when a woman gets raped on average every 10 minutes, when you go on social media, or you open the newspapers or listen to radio or television, you see crime after crime after crime. We've got a crisis. The police service is a crisis. They've got a weak leadership. And as much as we point fingers to government, I salute, as I mentioned in my letter, ordinary citizens that are standing up and trying to make a difference. I was in Lanesha recently addressing the patrollers. I went to Ridgeway on Friday. I'm in Rosettenville again with the anti-crime, anti-drug campaign. People are really trying to make an effort, but the government and the police service are acting very, very slowly. We need action, and we need it now. And really, if you just judge by the number of people on social media, on Twitter alone today, the hashtag, Dear Mr. President, has been trending since 6 o'clock this morning. Never have I seen a trend carrying on for hours and hours. People are fed up. People are having a go. And as much as we are fed up, I made the point on Twitter just a few minutes ago, be constructive. Don't hurl insults at the president. Don't post pictures that are insulting. Let us engage constructively, and I hope the president will take note and really let this be the snowballing of a movement where government will lead us, where we can join hands with government and really make a difference. We keep on complaining about crime. Government does absolutely little. perhaps behind the scenes, but really we now have to join hands and say that we've had enough of crime and we have to work together, in my view.
You point out a list of what has gone wrong in the country, including corruption, bad service delivery, marijuana, and poor leaders that have been employed in key positions. Is the poor leadership one of the main reasons for the bad situation we find ourselves in?
Most certainly. I think General Ria Piecha, in my view, is a lovely lady, and that it, what she knows of policing is worrying. She might be a good business leader with a good track record. Really, what we are seeing in the police service, because she's a political appointee, is that the police service is suffering. The police morale is at an all-time low. The Farnham Commission of Inquiry implicated her in the Marikana incident, and also that she wasn't honest to the commission. Is that the type of person that can lead our men and women in blue? I think not. We have a lot of hard-working police officials who are dedicated. They're fearing for their lives. What support are they getting? That is why I make the point, Mufisab, in the letter, that the president can talk for the rest of the day. We need action. A lot of talking has taken place. And that is why, just a few minutes ago, I posted the open letter on my Twitter and Facebook account. And I hope that ordinary citizens will add their name to this letter if they agree with the contents of this letter. You know, very often we are accused that we are anti-South African when we complain. This is not about complaining. This is about strengthening the partnership for us to create a safer South Africa. Crime will kill South Africa. If we don't tackle this problem now and we don't tackle it with urgency and with immediacy, I'm very sad to say to you that crime is going to lead to the downfall of South Africa, which we cannot afford. We have to stand up. We want President Jacob Zuma and his government to take the lead. We will all have to work together, roll up our sleeves and see how we can contribute to making our country safer. Very often, we simply sweep the carpet, under the carpet, the crime problem. We need to really engage religious leaders, our media, civil society at large, to really take a stand once and for all against crime. And people are fed up, people are tired. This afternoon, I met a high-profile South African, and she said to me, Yusuf, today I'm not wearing my jewelry, I'm not wearing my watch, because I'm scared I might fall victim to crime. Is this a life we want to live in South Africa? Certainly not.
There has been phenomenal reaction to the letter with a trending that has continued on Twitter, and we hope that the call will be heeded by those that need to listen to it. We really appreciate you sharing the information with us on Radio Islam. Yusuf, jazakumullah khair for your time.
Inshallah, and let's keep on praying and make dua that we create a safer South Africa. Let's work together and let's hope that government responds. And even if President Jacob Zuma does not respond, because we know how useless government sometimes can be, let's not give up hope. Let's still try to do our bit to make South Africa safer. Shukran for the opportunity, Mufti.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, Yusuf Abramji speaking to us about his letter. And you can see that hashtag on Twitter, Dear Mr. President. Have you read the letter? He's given us an overview of it. You can read the letter and give us your thoughts about it. Is this the way that we need to go? Is this the route that we need to adopt? 28 minutes past 5 on Your World Today on Radio Islam International.